Welcome to episode one of the Trump Squad. I am your host, Joseph Casamassima. Today's topic is masks. Everybody seems to be in an uproar over wearing masks in public. My personal view is I feel that these are mind-controlling masks. Between the government and the media causing so much hysteria, they have gotten people to the point where they are afraid to go outside, are afraid to communicate with other people, are afraid to even open up their windows. That is not a way to live, especially in the United States. It is important for me to let everybody know, yes, you should always take precautions, no matter where you are and what you are doing, in order to keep yourself safe. If you feel wearing a mask all day long, while you're out, while you're driving in your car, while you're in your home, while you're in your garage working out and posting videos on Instagram, by all means, do what you feel is necessary and do with what you want to do. Don't force your views down other people's throats. Don't tell people what to do. But it seems that mostly liberals, and we're going to be honest here, mostly liberals feel that they have a right to tell other people what they should think and what they should do. That's not going to work for me. Maybe it doesn't work for me because I'm Italian and I always have something to say. Maybe it works for me because I'm very opinionated and very strong. But I will not be controlled by the media and the government. We have doctors, we have nurses who wear these masks several times a day, either dealing with people in emergency rooms and doctors and surgeons while they're in surgery, which is understandable. But once they leave their areas where they are wearing masks, they take them off. They don't wear them all the time. Even when you go to a store to buy a pack of masks in a plastic thing or even in a box, it clearly states on the box itself, this will not help combat coronavirus or any other virus. But people don't seem to want to listen. All they want to do is listen and watch the government, the media, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and everything else, including Yahoo and Google. And the problem is they are turning people into robots. I have seen many people, specifically men, driving around in their cars with their windows up, alone, wearing a mask and gloves. Now, personally, when I see that, when you're alone in your car wearing a mask with the windows up, and you're a man, it is the same thing as being in bed alone wearing a condom. Some people think that's offensive when I say it. Some people laugh. Some people just fall off the chair crying. But it's true. If, and I say this very strongly, if you feel you want to wear a mask, wear it. No one's going to say anything about it. No one's going to care. If it makes you feel good, wear the mask. But people, if you run into another person that is not wearing a mask, don't put your thoughts, your fears, or your anguish on them. Mind your own business, stay in your lane, and just worry about you. With all the mayors and the governors in every Democratic state, specifically New York State, which is where I live in, every one of you know that my governor and my mayor, and I'm going to be very honest here, they are douchebags. They love to inflict fear. They're encouraging racism. I have a mayor who is supposed to unite a city. and he is dividing a city based on what he believes, not what the state or the city believes. So as far as masks go, you do what you feel is right. You want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear one. Always remember, it is always, always your choice, because this is the United States of America. We are not controlled. Thank you for joining me for episode 1 of my podcast, The Trump Squad. Please follow me on Twitter at The Trump Squad. I love to meet all new people, and I hope that this podcast is enjoyable. I hope you guys sometimes laugh and sometimes think about what I am saying. I encourage anyone to contact me and debate normally, without cursing, without screaming, without insulting, and without threatening. Okay? Remember, people, this is the United States. We are supposed to stand together, unite, and be a family. Thank you. And see you next time.